Welcome to the Time Killers Podcast, where we are helping you kill time. This is the second installment. Go check out the first one. We talk about a bunch of movies and stuff, but also we talk about anything that we want, really. Right now, we got Cameron and Sydney, and maybe Miss Alter. She wants to tune in. No? All right. And Philip. All right, so right now we're talking about Spider-Man, all the Spider-Mans. So who do you think the best Spider-Man is?
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland.
The third one. Yeah, he's the third Spider-Man.
I don't know. I think that, I don't know.
I think he was a good mix because
I feel like
Tobey Maguire was a little too in touch with his emotions, and he just looked older, so I feel like he could have, didn't play the part very well. And
Tom
then
Holland, he just looked too young. He looked so young. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's like the whole point.
I know,
but
like
teenager in high school.
Yeah, but he looked too young. I think.
Yeah, I think really Andrew Garfield looks wise was the best, but
yeah,
he was very serious. He took it in a very serious way.
Yeah, but when there was emotion, there was emotion. But when there was comedy, he was
yeah.
able to
yeah.
dish
right.
it out.
It was like
yeah.
I think
where Tobey Maguire went wrong. It was more of like a theatrical performance to him than more than it was like
that's
a
good way to describe
yeah.
it.
Comedical. Like
that's right. I mean, I feel like Andrew Garfield is the best. If you want to go back and watch Spider-Man movie,
get the baseline.
Yeah, it's better. Like Spider-Man 3 is just, Tobey Maguire is just not good.
Emma Stone, wasn't it? Does she play Gwen Stacy?
Yeah.
She did a good job too.
Tom Holland was a good one to put in the MCU. I think his character and his MO fit
yeah.
the rest of
yeah.
like the
yeah.
Avengers or like that whole story.
And he has like a natural, like, just, he can get, I don't know, he can like say lines and it's funny. I mean, like he has good what is it, like
more of a sarcastic tone
or? Yeah, like it's
yeah.
more relatable to like young people.
Yeah.
But what's your favorite Spider-Man movie and all of it in the or Spider-Man appearance, I guess?
Mine?
Which is the one where the,
I mean, honestly, it's not really Spider-Man.
The electrical dude. What's the
That's Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Right.
That would be
Andrew Garfield.
That
yeah.
was a really good one.
Yeah.
yeah.
That was my favorite one
yeah.
for the longest time, but I think
yeah.
Into the Spider-Verse.
No, which was?
I haven't watched Into the Spider-Verse yet. But that was
Yeah,
definitely.
That was that one and the one with
the rhino.
The lizard.
And the lizard.
That's
yeah.
What is that called?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, there's a name for when they all join up together. It happens in the game too.
Oh,
like the Fabulous Six or something six.
Like that.
It's like the Sinly Six or something like that.
Yeah, it's where all the yeah.
Yeah, all six of them come together and try to defeat him.
Can we talk about how Spider-Man's actually kind of underrated and being one of the strongest characters?
Yeah, he's like one of the strongest.
I do believe that. He's always been my favorite. That's me personally.
Like I read that. Like you can pretty much pick up about anything he wants.
Yeah,
Spider-Man is. I feel like Spider-Man was underrated for the longest amount of time.
I feel like he's still underrated. Like,
I think a lot of people now like him, but
I think he became more of a meme than he did like a superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you've got like some with like Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Hemsworth, but definitely like Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield.
Tobey
yeah.
Maguire, the scene where in Spider-Man 3 where he's walking down the street just like swinging it on, that is the biggest
meme.
Oh
yeah, yeah.
They actually take references back to that in the new one.
Yeah.
Do they? Yeah.
Dude, that's like, oh, that ruined his performance throughout the whole movie just because of that. I understand like the effects, the black suit, but like
the 60s Spider-Man, the cartoon.
Yeah, where they pointed at each other. Yeah, yeah. They redid that in the game too.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool with Miles Morales. And,
they're
Spider-Man.
Tom Holland played in. He did play in
Homecoming and all the Marvel movies.
I didn't think Homecoming was bad.
Homecoming wasn't that
Homecoming
bad.
Homecoming was good. I liked it.
I thought it was.
He played in all the Avengers movies.
Avengers.
I kind of thought it was weird how like immediately the dad knew that Spider-Man or Peter Parker was Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
but like nobody else in the universe could have ever guessed it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like.
I know they can't break that whole MO because there's only one superhero that's really done that. It would be Iron Man, but like,
right?
And they're kind of trying to stick to the comics, but eventually,
yeah.
like, people are gonna find out.
Yeah, right.
Batman,
it's
there's
like,
no way you kept your.
No, I mean,
identity.
He happens to have all the gadgets in the city, or all the gadgets in the possible. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You see a giant like tank looking vehicle driving beside you going 60, you're like, okay, that's going to be expensive. Who has the most money? Oh, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, also, I think it kind of, it's like, you can't ever find that perfect balance. It's like, do you want the dad to figure out later and add more, just filler information, you know what I mean? Or do you want to just let him figure it out and it'd be like, oh, well, that was kind of cheap.
I will say, none of us are superhero experts.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Yeah, I was about to say, this is all, like, opinion and just stuff.
I liked how, like, Andrew Garfield, like, there was more of the parental involvement rather than...
With Ant, like, the better Ant-Man.
Yeah, with... Yeah.
And then Spider-Man 1 and Spider-Man 2.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. Completely blank.
So what do you think the best, like, your favorite character in the whole Avengers series is?
The Avengers series?
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Well, Spider-Man wasn't introduced until...
Well, he's still in there.
Mine's an unpopular opinion. I like Captain America.
Captain America?
Yeah, I don't...
I don't feel like that's unpopular.
I feel like it's unpopular versus, like a Thor.
Like
or
Thor,
like an Iron Man.
I do like Thor.
See, I feel like Thor is less like than Captain America.
He's shirtless.
I know, but I mean, it's just because it's Chris Hemsworth.
I like Iron Man.
Is his popular...
Really, like, in his movies until he got to the Avengers, because once he got with the Avengers, they gave him more of a really harsh, sarcastic... Yeah.
Yeah, they did do that.
Arrogant.
But he was kind of arrogant.
And
It
just wasn't...
Well, he there was that underlying tone, but, like, there wasn't...
He got that leader kind of arrogance.
He did.
Yeah.
When he joined the Avengers. He was kind of, like, automatically assumed, like, he was the leader, and then...
I mean somebody's got to lead, too, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but... That's literally the whole reason Civil War happens, pretty much.
Yeah.
Because they're like, okay, I'm going to be the leader. Now I'm going to be the leader. You know, honestly, I figured Civil War was going to be just like, and to some extent, it was kind of like, just like Batman versus Superman.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to fight for like 5 minutes of the movie. And then
that was a terrible movie.
Awful movie.
You couldn't see half of it. It was way too dark.
Wait, the whole lightning scene is just like,
wait,
all you can see is a glowing stick.
Batman versus Superman.
I don't know. That's DC. Watch DC.
I mean,
I'm
how do you not watch Batman vs Superman? Like, that was going to be a huge movie.
DC.
That was like,
I'm kind of supporter of DC just because, like, Justice League is cool.
Yeah,
not
Justice
in, like,
League
a movie.
Yeah, true.
They
okay.
haven't put it into, like, Marvel has such a chokehold on it that DC is kind of like.
Yeah.
I just wish that somehow does everybody get the right rights and we just bring everything together. Like, we just bring the X-Men in the movie with the Avengers, like, the comic books.
Yeah.
You know how cool that would be? Because, I mean, Wolverine is my favorite superhero, so.
Honestly, superhero would be Deadpool. Or villain. Or
see, I don't think, like, Deadpool is not like a... It's Deadpool or Wolverine.
Yeah.
Deadpool was, like, the best... He's got the best character. And his ability
is
hilarious.
It's very just, like... I feel like he's more relatable to an extent. Like, instead of You're not watching...
A billionaire.
A movie, but you're watching this guy that's, like...
You're watching more of a comedy act.
Yeah.
It's not a movie with a budget.
But it's also relatable.
It's so funny,
it's
like,
very relatable.
I mean,
it's
I
more
have,
like a sitcom.
Yeah.
In an age where having a DVD is kind of like a lot less unpopular than it used to be. You know what I mean? Like, in like 2010, everybody had DVDs. You had to have a DVD. But now it's like everything's on Netflix. I like Deadpool 2 so much. I bought it on Blu-ray. I know that.
Yeah. Well, because a lot of it's not released on a lot of things because
it's
inappropriate
or whatever.
And
have you guys seen Venom?
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it. I've
so
heard
good.
It was
and
really
I'm so
good.
Excited for the second one.
I don't know why I haven't seen
plot
it
twist,
yet.
Plot twist,
I just don't go to movies often.
Yeah, I don't go to movies. It's so expensive.
It is.
I mean, like, you can't go to the movies. If you go to the
bucks
movies...
for a movie.
You can't
just
stay there and
ticket.
Eat. It's too expensive, so you're going to have to go out and eat, too, pretty much. Or grab something to eat.
I go to the Quick Trip and bring my purse, so...
Shoot. The Quick Trips... Y'all sleep on the Quick Trip, because they got them,
They got the little box pizzas. Me and my friend literally went and got two of the small box pizzas and two drinks.
I just get
put them in my purse, and we went in.
Just
and we had a whole dinner and a movie.
You ever had the pretzels at the Quick Trips?
Yes.
Oh,
those are good, too.
They're so hot. They're so good, dude. I went got one. I literally drove all the way to... my friend did. He drove all the way to the Quick Trip just so we could get a pretzel. And
anyways,
a
quick way to... To get your food into the movies so you can enjoy whatever.
What movies? Any movies y'all are looking forward to?
I want to see Vice.
Vice?
What's that?
It's a movie about Dick Cheney and... Kennedy, right?
Vice, yeah.
Dick
yeah, it has,
Not Kennedy, yeah, George W.
Oh, I'm excited
it,
to see the,
Tom
like...
Tom Hanks in it?
It's...
I feel like I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember.
Not Jason Statham.
I don't think it's Jason Statham.
He played Batman. What's his name?
Oh, you're talking about, Ben Affleck.
Yeah,
Ben
no.
Affleck. No? Who is it in that movie?
Oh my god, why can't I remember his name?
No, see, I feel like it's...
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm looking forward to that one, and I'm looking forward to the
Kevin Hart.
Oh yeah, but Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, that one looks
I really
funny.
Like Bryan Cranston.
It looks like it's gonna be a good mix of a kind of emotional.
Yeah, but like any interviews that Kevin Hart talks in, he says, yeah, there's some funny moments, but it's definitely overwhelmed by the emotional.
Really?
I feel like it's kind of like the.
That was the one I was trying to think about. I want to see that movie. God, I was really hoping that,
called The Best Life? No.
The Best Life or
no,
Great Life or something like that.
Yeah. What's that movie, Holmes and Watson? I was hoping
it
that was going to be a really good movie.
It was similar to that.
I know. I was
it was
hoping
similar to that,
good.
But they fell in love. It was similar to that movie.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
With a wheelchair. And
Me Without You.
It's got
you
something you and me in there.
You Without Me, I think, is what it is. I don't know. I've
only like chick flick I've ever seen in theaters.
I don't know, but that was such an emotional.
It's not my cup of tea. I don't think it was a bad movie. I don't think it was
like
it wasn't mine.
We'll be watching movies at home because like every like one weekend every month we just get together and just watch movies at home. You know, I started playing that and I was like, I'm not about to sit here and watch people cry on TV. I can't. It's just I'm not doing it.
It's like my mom on Hallmark movies.
I didn't know.
Oh my god,
can't stand Hallmark movies.
Tired of them already.
I'm excited to see the second movie that's like based off Split.
Oh yeah, with what's his name in it? M. Night Shyamalan.
I don't know, but sure.
That's the guy who plays it.
Yeah. And then the girl from the first one comes back.
Oh, does
she? Like showed her face at one of the previews, and I was like, oh my gosh, she's gonna be good.
Watch, she's gonna be like a picture.
Because it's like more of a like a villainous movie.
You walk past his picture, and like zoom in, and that was you're like.
That's it. That was like the Princess Leia cameo in the last Star Wars, but
yeah.
She was dead. And you were like, oh, that's
you're like,
cool.
Oh well, y'all kind of advertised this like.
Same way with Into the Spider-Verse, it has Stan Lee in it.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
Oh, cool.
Man, R.I.P.
Yeah,
I enjoyed just watching. Like, I enjoyed just. When you would watch a Marvel movie and then you would just try to find Stan Lee.
Oh, I'm sure they have plenty of them.
Oh, yeah, they got pretty much
Stan
Lee for sure.
He's
going to be
weird
in
areas doing that. And
yeah.
It's superhero walks through.
He's
going to
be in Endgame for sure.
Yeah.
Like, in fact, I think he died like 3 weeks after finishing all his shooting.
Something like that.
I heard something like that. Close to that.
But anyway, I wanted to say about that Holmes and Watson movie. I was like, this is going to be the next Step Brothers, Talladega Nights, like, and then everybody was,
it was like, it's terrible.
It's so
really?
Bad.
Really?
It was not good. There was...
I heard people liked it.
I don't know.
I think only the real, like, Will Ferrell fans would
right.
like it. It was
it's a
definitely
huge
a,
fan.
It's
a
like
huge
a,
fanboy of, like, Will Ferrell. It's like
I mean,
that kind
I love
of
Will Ferrell.
Comedy.
And I like John C. Reilly, too, which is...
Yeah.
But, I heard it was bad. I'll probably just wait. I mean, I'm not going to the movie theater and watch a movie unless it is, like, Endgame. I'll go watch Endgame in theaters.
Yeah.
In
fact, last time I went to the theaters, I went and watched Infinity War. Just because watching an Avengers movie.
Aquaman was so good.
Was it? I was not about to sit 2.5 hours
no.
for just, like, the ocean. Like,
I'm not watching
it. It was...
I didn't like his character enough in the Superman movie to do it. Or no, what? Not Superman movie. He was in there with Superman, but
it was
a Justice League movie. Yeah,
which wasn't a bad movie.
It wasn't a bad movie, but I did not like the Flash character.
I
didn't like the Flash character.
Well put together. I think all the acting and whatnot work was good, but I don't think the put togetherness of the movie was.
It was. I liked how the graphics looked really nice. You know, considering it's underwater, like you know, but the ending was just really well put together and.
I figured that was...
I liked how they just went back and forth between the land and the sea, and then the storyline of his parents.
that was the part that got me, and I was like sobbing, and it was so good.
I couldn't bring myself to do it because all I've seen online for like the past like 9 years is just like parody trailers of Aquaman, and it's just a guy like fishing.
Yeah,
and that's like that's all I can keep myself to now. Like, no, he's fishing. Very, and
there's a lot of action. There's a lot of story to it.
Honestly, I didn't think that. When they announced that movie, I didn't think that was gonna be a good movie. I don't just because
I thought it was really good.
I mean, his character to me is just kind of like, I don't know. No, the trailer for the movie looks really good.
Yeah,
it looks really like clean, well put together. But
they
definitely
put time into. For sure.
I've seen that. Like somebody said, it might have been you.
Graphics.
It was like somebody said that it's like, what was it like this? Not a lot of fighting or something like that. There was like a lot more like.
There
drama.
Was more of a few scenes. Like there were a few scenes where it was just fighting, but it was very split up. It wasn't just like.
Movies.
It didn't just come together. In a really. There wasn't like a really lead up to a fight. It was just like, we're just gonna shoot somebody and like.
And just let it go.
And then yeah. It's just kind of dropped. But there was a lot of drama in it, though. And of course, you know, it being, right, it's one of, like, the first Aquaman movies. It's, you have to have that backstory in there. You have to have some kind of story in there. But that's what I just kept going back to. And it was also a love story. But, I don't know. I thought it was good.
I have more of a, I was reading online. This is more like, I guess it's like a, more detailed question, but in Spider-Man, or not Spider-Man, I'm sorry, Superman Man of Steel, when he kills General, what's his name, General Zod? General Zod. Shout out. when he kills General Zod, what do you think him killing for the first time, like breaking his, you know, his rule does to the character, like the Superman, the whole like perfect, you know.
It definitely thought it was going to lead you into like a different character
yeah.
development, and then the movie ended. He was just the same broken.
Yeah, just the same person. I was like,
and I think they were trying to leave it open ended, but they never really went through with it. Like, if you're going to leave a character open ended, then you need to.
It had potential. It could have been a good storyline. Like that's when you just he kills
it
him.
Had potential, and then they made Superman vs. Batman, and it really just killed the entire franchise. Everybody was like, stop making movies.
I can tell you that the majority of the people I talked to before Superman and Batman came out were saying, okay, they're going to fight for 5 minutes. And then I knew. I was like, they're not going to make them. That's your two biggest stars. How are you going to make them fight each other?
Yeah. It's going to be, most of the movies going to be trying to find each other, trying to find their weaknesses.
And then when Superman died, I was like, okay, well, just give it about a movie and a half. He'll be back. So, but I think that, I thought it was interesting. Like you said, like they could have made that Superman character very interesting. Mm-hmm. Instead, they just, I killed somebody for the first time. It's okay, like I'm fine with it.
I mean, it's not even like. I feel like you can do something like that. Like taking for example the Fast and Furious series.
Mm-hmm.
They have plenty of people they've killed off in like the second movie, and they still have a 9-series franchise in front of them.
Right.
Like. You kill off characters, but they still technically exist.
And it makes it more, it makes it like the story more believable.
Yeah, so.
It's kind of like when you watch a superhero movie, and this to me is why Infinity War is so good. When you watch a superhero movie, it's almost guaranteed that it's going to be them winning at the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you're like watching it, and you're like, for me, it's like sitting there just anticipating when they're going to make that move. You know, they're gonna come back and defeat and overcome the odds. That's what superhero movies are about, overcoming odds.
Yeah.
You know? It just happens like over and over again. And so, we're going on 19 minutes. So I think that, unless y'all got any more to add. All right, well, that was our second recording. Talking about a bunch of superhero stuff. Well, we are the Time Killers. We are helping you kill time, and we helped you kill 19 minutes. So
thanks for tuning in.